Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Well, hello and good afternoon. And thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I know that if you were tuned in this morning, we had a great show. And again, we're back right now. And Cheryl.
Enjoying things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, we are the brighter side of the 805.
Yes, we are.
All right. We got Spence here. Spence, how are you doing?
Everything's going well over here. Another beautiful afternoon.
I know. Gosh, I'm telling you, it's that warm, beautiful weather, but I don't know, a lot of people say it's fire weather, right? But hopefully we can control that part of it. Anyways, I do want to remind anybody, one, like us on Facebook and become a friend because you hear all the great things that are happening around us. Again, if you miss any part of our show, you can listen on KimPaganoShow.com or on Facebook. We post them there. They're on iTunes. They're all over the place. And I would love for you to not miss any part of our shows or hear if you missed our 6 o'clock show, what we talked about there. So again, I'm really glad that you're here. I do want to give out a phone number. What we've done is we've made it so easy for you to win. All you have to do is call us at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, your email, and what giveaway that you are interested in winning. And then we pick a winner. And not only that, your name just goes into a rotation and you're in there. So you can keep calling as many times and leave me names and number and share my show with everybody. I do want to tell you about our guest today. Sherry Campbell is the author of Loving Yourself. We're going to talk about that. And then we've got human behavior coach Beverly Flaxton. And we're going to talk about self-talk for a calmer you. We're going to be talking with Mark Edelman, and we've got he's from Theater League, and we're talking about Mamma Mia. We've got tickets to give away, too, for this Sunday. So we've got tickets for that, and then also Michelle Whittaker, and she is her Women on Fire. So I'm so glad you're here. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and let's invite our first guest on, Sherry Campbell. Are you there?
I am here. How's everyone?
Great. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your book, Loving Yourself, which, oh my gosh, sometimes we're like our worst enemies, correct?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I think it's much harder to love ourselves than it is to love other people. We tend to be so much harder on ourselves. We never set the expectations on others that we seem to place in our own lives. And so, yes, it's a challenge.
Right. And now, how does loving yourself keep you out of codependency? I mean, you know, that's to me when you're, I don't know. I mean, if you love yourself, you honor who you are. And so you're not letting everybody take advantage of you and take over your life, correct?
Bingo. Yeah. I think loving yourself really requires you to know where you stop and someone else starts and where you may be overtaking responsibility someone else, right, and loving them too much while neglecting yourself. And if you truly love yourself, you won't do that. You won't step between people and their own life lessons. You know, you'll stay true to you and trust that you can't really rescue people. And if you do, you're enabling them. And when people watch you neglect yourself, they will neglect you too. So it's really important for you to love yourself and to keep your boundaries, know who you are, and allow people to live their lives. You can love them and you can support them, but the only person you need to rescue really is yourself. You need to allow other people too. have their lives. And when we're leaky, we don't do that.
Ooh, leaky. Okay, I never heard of that before. But, you know, it's interesting. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Sherry Campbell. And we're talking about her book, Loving Yourself. But this is something that, you know, it's called self-love, not selfish, correct? And I always try to fill my cup. I've got 4 children and an amazing husband, parents. I'm, you know, blessed to have all of that. And yet sometimes I feel like, oh my God, there's no more time for me. And so you have to take that moment to fill your own cup, correct?
You really do. If you're empty, what do you really have to give?
Correct. And I think that, you know, parents and you know, even bosses in a business, this really reflects on so many people, because even in a business, if you're not there to, you know, kind of be the cheerleader for all your people that work with you, how can you, you know, help yourself and help others?
Yeah, you've got to have the fuel inside of you first, right, to be able to give that. And that's not selfish. That's necessary. When we're selfish, we're expecting everyone to do everything for us, right? That's not self-love. Self-love is you've got to find those quiet moments in the day to work out or to have a moment to read a book or just not have someone talking to you and get connected so that you are full and you do have much more of you to give to your coworkers, the people that work for you, your children, your husband. If you have nothing to give, you're going to give your people around you a whole bunch of irritability.
Right. I totally agree. Now, why did you write this book, Loving Yourself? I mean, tell us your spin on it and what we're going to find from reading your book.
I wrote it because, you know, I'm a PhD here and I see 40 people a week and everyone seems to suffer from a core belief that they're not good enough. And that one little belief, which I think we all as humans have, can fracture off and create all kinds of troubles where we try to find love from outside of us, or we'll feel that we're owed something. You know, my parents did this or that to me, so I don't have to have self-love because they ruined it. In the meantime, you're living a horrible life. So if you love yourself, you've got to clean up the messes in your life, whether you made them or not, so that you're not totally connected to the past, but you're able to say, you know what, I'm going to love myself and I'm going to go forward and I'm not going to feel anybody owes me anything. It's my life. It might be their mess, but it's still my life, so I need to clean it up.
Wow. And, you know, it's interesting, even like parents, okay, you know, maybe you have a bad relationship with your mom or your dad or, you know, your sisters or your brothers, I don't know who it is, you know, and sometimes we go, okay, so, you know, they don't think I'm doing a good job or I don't, you know, it's like, but then we kind of like reflect that on ourselves and kind of feel bad about ourselves. How do we move past that?
I think, again, we have to determine our own worth. We have to look at where we stop and someone else starts. So if that's someone else's belief about you, that's not yours. You don't have to own that.
Right, okay.
And you need to own your own beliefs about yourself. And if you don't like who you are, change.
Right, right. And do the work yourself, correct.
Do the work. You know, that's right. There's no easy way to this. Do the work.
Right. Now, you know, I do want to ask you, Sherry, is how can we teach our children to love themselves? I think that's one of the things that I've seen really change in our society. I think most of all, because they're so, you know, with the internet and being critical of ourselves and, you know, being critical of others, we don't accept who we are and, you know, the body that we were born into and just being gracious and gratitude of what we have.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, I blog for the Huffington Post, and something I wrote last night that hasn't aired yet talks about how do you teach love, self-love in your children. And you know, the one trick to doing that is you've got to watch parents who love themselves.
Oh, I love kids, that, kids, yes.
Kids do not do what you say, they do what you do.
Right.
And so if you're not loving yourself, and you're, like, not taking care of yourself, you cannot turn around and say to your kid, you need to be responsible. You need to take care of yourself. In the meantime, your room's a mess. You're on the couch. You're not taking care of yourself.
Right.
So when children wake up and they watch their parents, goals in hand, agendas ready, they're getting dressed, mom looks gorgeous, dad's handsome, workouts are had, food is healthy, there's just an expectation of discipline and love in the home, the ch- children are going to live up or down to what they see.
So true.
You want your children to love themselves, you have to show them how to do that by loving yourself. You model it for them.
So how does loving yourself and ourselves change our beliefs?
I feel that when I watch the transformation in myself or my patients is that they become much stronger. Loving yourself is not any sort of a sappy type of thing. This is like you wake up and you love yourself. That means if you don't want to work out that day, you're going to anyway because it's in your best interest. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like getting to work on time, you're going to get there anyway. You know, so it's sort of a discipline.
It changes
your belief because you stretch beyond what you think you can do.
I like that. And it's kind of a maintenance, you know. I try to, you know, live my life as a maintenance because you can get off track and then you just spiral out. I mean, at least, you know. So give us some tips that, you know, I love this conversation because really I think that this is like really should be on our top priority for everyone is to love themselves. Even if you're in a relationship, you know, even if you have children, you know, it's kind of reminds me of the airplane, you know, you put your oxygen on first and then you put everybody else's on after. Give us some tips that we can really start to honor and love ourselves.
You know, I think that we're a four-part human being. And so if you picture a triangle at the base, the biggest part of you is physical. And then you go up emotional, mental, and spiritual. Okay? If your physical world is off, your emotional, mental, and spiritual world can only grow so much. So obviously the most basic thing you can do, work out, take care of your diet, right? Because your stomach is your second brain. What you feed your tummy is what your brain gets.
Okay.
Psychological medication isn't tested on the brain, it's tested on digestion, right?
Right.
Swallow these pills. So we need to make sure that physically our houses are clean, things are organized on those basic levels. When you have that in check and you're healthy and you're eating correctly and you know, you're organized and things are clean, you create a whole lot of space now for other miracles to come through and you're emotionally, mentally, and spiritually happier. Okay?
Right.
If you're not taking care of yourself on a physical level, it's going to be very difficult to have emotional health, mental health, because if you're looking in the mirror, you don't like what you see, or you go into your house and it's not clean and it's all of those things, your bills aren't paid, all of those basic things on the physical level, if you're going to start loving yourself, start there. Get organized.
Right.
Get organized. It's amazing. This is why feng shui is such a great art, right?
Right.
You get organized so the energy can flow through your life. And so you have to start there. That would be my number one tip to make it small for the listener so it's not overwhelming. Start on the physical level. Get organized, eat clean, exercise, whatever's appropriate for you. I mean, you don't need to go be a marathon runner. But, you know, do the basics and be committed to it, and your life will change.
So what you're saying is, this is Cheryl, hi, I'm really interested in what you're saying. So I'm trying to understand, you're basically saying make room for success, make room for these things, and it starts on the physical level, and it transcends upwards. Clean up your mind, clean up the clutter, clean up your space, clean up your mental, spiritual, and physical house. Is that what
you're
saying?
Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. And then as you're clean on that physical level, all of a sudden you'll be emotionally happier and healthier, right? And your thoughts will become more positive. And then you need to clean up your relationship life, emotionally, mentally. When you feel well, you will not want to tolerate toxic treatment. If you have a clean environment, a clean body, and all that stuff, you're not going to want to tolerate toxic people. And then you will start to go, you know what, as much as I love this person, I think it's probably best if I get some space or set a few boundaries here, because when this person comes into my life, then my emotional mental state isn't great, and all of a sudden now I'm physically tired.
It sounds
you
like
know
a fast,
saying?
Sherry. Almost sounds like, right, Kim? It kind of sounds like a spiritual or mental fast from whatever is toxic and unnecessary.
Well, yeah, you do have to detach yourself from anything that's pulling you down.
It's like a detox.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I'm starting a detox right now, a 15-day detox, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
You're cleansing yourself on that physical level.
And I love that. Sherry Campbell, where do we find your book?
You find it on Amazon.com. You can find it on my website, which is SherryCampbellPhD.com. My Facebook page is huge and fun and alive every day. And that's Sherry Campbell, PhD on Facebook. And
I love it. Thank you so much for pointing this out to us. And I love your book. I'd love to talk to you again. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Okay, absolutely. Please have me again. I would love it.
You got it. All right, have a really great day. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Beverly Flaxington. And again, we're talking about self-talk for a calmer you. Spence, what are we going to give away?
We do have the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza and Mamma Mia.
Let's
do Mamma Mia.
There you go. Okay, so we've got tickets for that. Again, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. It's so easy. All you need to do is leave us your name, your number, your email, and which prize you're calling about. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side in the 805. And again, I do want to remind you that we do have our 6 o'clock show, and that is our wake-up show. Start your day in a positive way. And, of course, right now, I'm thinking that you are restarting your day, and I'm so glad that you are here. I do want to give out our phone number again. We've been giving away tickets over we've got tickets to Mamma Mia. Great show. I love it. And all you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and which prize that you are calling about, and you are a winner. That's what it's all about here on the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest, Mark Edelman, and he is with Theater League, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about Mamma Mia. Welcome, Mark. Are you there? Mark, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about the ins and outs of Mamma Mia. It's been going on for a long time.
Right. Mamma Mia is probably one of the biggest hits in Broadway history. You know, it started when a woman who actually was a secretary for the guys in ABBA, she kept pestering them, you know, let's put on a show with your songs. And they said, no, we don't know how to do that. Actually, they had written another Broadway show called Chess. I don't think that had gone very well. But this young lady, Judy Kramer, had a great idea, and it has spawned a huge industry. Obviously, there was a big movie made of it starring Meryl Streep. But the show is in Thousand Oaks. Actually, it's been there before. This is a return engagement. Very popular show. It's playing tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow at 2 and 7:30, Sunday at 2 and 7:30. Tickets remaining for all three performances at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
Yeah.
Beautiful theater, by the way, just about to celebrate its 20th anniversary.
Has it already been 20 years? Oh my gosh, I love it. It's right in our backyard, and it's a social place for everybody to go and have great entertainment right here on our own 805. So I love that. You know, we are giving tickets away, and thank you so much for that. But tell us a little bit about the Theater League.
Theater League is a not-for-profit performing arts organization. We present touring Broadway shows in seven cities around the country. As part of our mission, we have a program called Theater Rocks, Theater to Reach Out to Kids, where we provide young people, students at Title I schools, etc., the opportunity to see shows as our guests. They get to go backstage, learn about the theater, and get part of that live theater experience that we think is so important for the up-and-coming audiences. But in the meantime, most of what we do is put on great touring Broadway shows. We have Mamma Mia this weekend in March. We conclude this current season with another classic, West Side Story.
And then
next season we have a great series coming. It includes Beauty and the Beast, Camelot, the musical Buddy, which is about the Buddy Holly story, and Chicago, the longest running revival in Broadway history. So those shows are 14-15. That'll be the 20th anniversary season of the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
I love it. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Mark Edelman, and you are the founder and president of the Theater League, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and so tell us, I mean, what a great inspiring event that you put on with all these kids being involved, and what other things do you guys do that can help our, you know, where can people get involved with that?
Well, the best way is to become a season member. Season members enable us to continue to present the Broadway shows that we do, which is an important component of keeping the Civic Arts Plaza going. Of course, it's a public building, and so we have the taxpayers in Ventura County and the City of Thousand Oaks to thank for their wisdom in building it, and they subsidized, obviously, its operation. It was very smart, by the way, to build a theater that's part of a city hall. That way you get, you can use...
There's so many benefits,
for everybody. But as you point out, it is the premier performing arts center in the Cadeo Valley, and we're really proud to have been there from the beginning.
I love it. Well, I thank you for letting us be a part of this. And again, you know, there's nothing better. It really just takes your mind away when you're sitting there watching a play or watching, you know, a performance there. It's kind of a great date night. It's a great family. I love going there with my family. My parents, you know, bought tickets right from the day they opened up their front row, and we inherited them. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
Well, thank them, and thank you. And if you like ABBA songs, and everybody who doesn't like ABBA songs,
right?
Mamma Mia is chock full of them. It's the most fun you can have at a Broadway show.
I love it. Well, thank you, and I look forward to meeting you, Mark. And thank you so much for giving us a little highlight of what Theater League really does for everyone.
Great. Keep up the good work on the Kim Pagano Show.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Beverly Flaxington. And we're going to talk about self-talk for a calmer you. Again, I am going to open up our phone lines at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We've got Mamma Mia tickets. What else do we have, Spence?
Oh, we have lots of great fun for you. I think we have some things to give away. And how about if we give away, along with the Mamma Mia tickets, we also have International Guitar Night, which is at Janet and Ray Scher Forum Theater. Of course, that is there in Thousand Oaks. So your chance to win that, too. So it's music and dancing, everything happening at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
There you go. And again, all you have to do is call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, your email, and which giveaway you are interested in. And one of my team members will give you a call. With that, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Beverly.
Bay Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you. I hope that you made those calls. The phones were ringing off the hook. And again, I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show. It's an early show, but it's all about getting that extra hour in and starting your life off in a positive way and an early way. So anyways, I'm so glad that you're here. And our next guest is Beverly Flaxington, and her book is Self-Talk for Calmer You. Learn how to use positive self-talk to control anxiety and live a happier, more relaxed life. That kind of seems to be our run of what we're talking about on our show today. So welcome. Beverly, are you there?
I am here, Kim. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I've heard so much about you, and thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And, you know, it's interesting. I know that we're going to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions. We're a couple weeks into the new year here. And do you encourage that or do you not?
You know, I'm definitely a person that likes to see people get to results. And unfortunately, it's pretty sobering research that shows it's something like less than 10% of people actually accomplish results that they set as a New Year's resolution. So on that basis, I would say no. Am I a proponent of change and people being able to get to new places? Yes.
Okay, I like that. You know, what's interesting is you're in this industry and you hear people and you're like, so what are you doing to change yourself, or what's your intentions? I kind of think intentions works really well instead mm-hmm. of New Year's resolutions. You intend to do something, and there's steps that need to go, you know, that you have to go through to make that change. It's not like you just, okay, I'm jumping off and I'm going to start this. It's about really, you know, kind of revelizing into the next thing. Do you agree?
You have hit on something that I really honestly think is so insightful, because, you know, what I try to explain to people is that whatever that behavior is that you want to change, you, let's call it practice, right?
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
Right? For a long time. And so we develop a competency around the thing that, in fact, we don't really want. And so to develop a new competency, it's not like you can say, I'm just going to do this. I mean, that's like me saying, well, I'm going to be a lawyer now in the new year.
Yeah, you have to go to do all the practicing before you get there.
Exactly. So you've got to get the degree and take the bar exam. So this is, I think, what is unfortunate, because there's that sense of newness, Kim, which I think is great. But it's a euphoria that just isn't going to carry us when we get back to the day-to-day and our regular lives kick in. And it's just easier to go back to what we've been practicing for so long.
I totally agree. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now. One, I know there's so many choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are spending time here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side on the 805 right now. And we're talking with Beverly Flaxington, and we're talking about self-talk. What do you mean by self-talk? Do you think that we can talk ourselves into, you know, we all have that negative voice sometimes, or the, you know, positive voice. Which one talks, you know, the most?
You know, it's funny, because I think that the idea that we do talk to ourselves, even just starting there, Kim, I think a lot of people don't recognize quite how often they do it throughout the day. But if we start to pay attention to it, we do have a running commentary that goes on about almost everything we encounter. You know, I call it the little storyteller, right? Well, that guy looked at you in a bad way. You know, why was he doing that? And what was wrong with him? And my gosh, maybe you don't look so great today. And oh, goodness, you're feeling old and you didn't really put on the right clothes this morning, right? But we don't recognize it as the self-talk. You know, we think that it's just the way everyone would think. But I would say that if we were to track it, unfortunately, on balance, the natural thing is, to answer your question, we have a tendency toward the negativity, and we have to be a little bit more deliberate about the positive messages that we give ourselves.
Wow, I love that. And I mean, you know, it's all about feeding the right information, correct? Is we want to do good. You know, it's kind of like, you surround yourself with positive. And I always call them, do you have your cheerleader with you, your cheerleading friends, you know, people that love and admire who you are? Or are you with the people that say, why are you doing this? You're not very good at it. Or you need to be around positive things, good things that you drive a car that you enjoy that makes you feel happy when you're in it. Listen to music that makes you feel happy. You know, have your house in order so that when you walk in, it feels good. Soothe your mind, your body, your soul.
I could not have said it any better. I really do believe that it is so much about what we surround ourselves with. And you know, I like to talk about the company we keep, and I just really want to underscore what you're talking about in terms of the external, the people we circulate with. But, you know, there's that company we keep internally, too.
Mm, gosh.
And, you know, on this journey, Kim, there's been so many people that have said to me, you know, the things I say to myself in my mind that no one else knows about, I would never dream of saying to another person.
This is so true. I've heard that so many times. And, you know, it's about being your best friend. And I don't think we've been taught that, to be our best friend, to be, you know, kind of in charge of who we are.
You know, and there's an aspect to it where I have found that some people are resistant to the idea of being positive because they'll say, oh, it's false, or it's phony, or, oh, you're telling me be a cheerleader. You know, I got this bill that I can't pay, and you're telling me instead of having self-talk that says, you know, oh, woe is me, I should say, oh, everything is beautiful. And my point about it is not that we would get to a place where we lie to ourselves, but that we do always have a choice about how we frame a situation. And so we do choose the stories that we tell. So you could get that bill and say, you know, right now I'm going through a difficult time, but this too will pass, and I'll get myself on a better path. I just need to figure out what to do about this bill. I mean, that's not overly rah-rah cheerleader positive, but it certainly gives me a little bit more emotional power
right.
to deal with the situation.
And to honor that, you know what, at this point, I can't pay that bill, but I will do the best I can. And, you know, and sometimes if you tell, you know, the people that you owe those bills to, or the situation, a lot of times, or you face the music, a lot of people don't even face the music, they just, you know, shut down. And then all of a sudden, everything around them starts to shut down. And then they can't, it's like you start building this huge mountain and you can't get out of anything. So
you deplete, right? I mean, because you're keen on another thing. I mean, you know, when we have that really negative reaction and it builds and it's a negative reaction after negative reaction, you know, our resources, I mean, I do really believe, you know, we're created to be pretty powerful beings and we have a lot of intelligence, resourcefulness, problem-solving abilities. But when we've lived, you know, kind of telling ourselves everything's terrible, it depletes those natural resources. And it doesn't, we're not as sharp, you know, we're not as creative to solve the problem. This is about taking back some of that natural energy.
I agree. So let's start with, what are some steps that someone would be able to take to change their negative self-talk to positive self-talk?
One place that I always suggest starting, because it can seem kind of overwhelming, is to identify an aspect of your life where you know something feels out of kilter. So it could be, you know, you never feel good going into your job. Something's going on with your spouse, maybe your relationship with your sister's not so good. Whatever it is in your life, one thing. I mean, and some people have multiple things, but just one area where something doesn't feel like it fits the way that it should.
Right.
And to really key on that and start to just become a little bit more aware of the stories, of the way you talk to yourself when in those situations. So if it's, let's say, my work and I don't like my boss, when I walk through the door, what do I say to myself? When that boss comes in my office, what am I saying to myself? So there's a little bit of that identifying the situation, and then a little bit of just examining. Not to make yourself guilty, not to beat up on yourself, but just to notice more what those things are that you're telling yourself.
Yeah,
so awareness, focus and awareness is where you want to start.
I love it. I think, now give us one more because that was such a great one.
The second thing is what I call identifying the trigger. So something happens to us and then it sets off a cycle that we're used to. So maybe it, the boss has a certain thing he does, reminds me of my dad. And every time he says a certain thing to me, I feel like a little kid again getting yelled at by my dad. If I can identify that trigger, and then I can be prepared for something like, this is my boss, I am a grown woman, or man, whatever you are, you know, I'm a grown woman, and I just need to listen for what he's telling me, and I can choose not to react emotionally.
I love it. Very true. And you know what? You're setting yourself up for a positive reaction instead of a negative reaction. It's almost like being prepared. You're preparing yourself. I love it. Beverly Flaxenton and Self-Talk for a Calmer You. I love your what we're talking about. I'd love to talk to you more about it. Again, you're a human behavior coach. I love that. Where do we find your book?
The books are everywhere. They're on Amazon and Walmart.com. They're even on eBay. And there's lots of information about my work on the humanbehaviorcoach.com.
I love it. Love to have you back. Thank you so much.
Anytime. You're a delight. Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We have one more guest, and we're going to take a really quick break and do some giveaways right now. Michelle Whitaker is going to be joining us. She is going to be talking about Women on Fire, 21 inspiring women, and they're going to share their secrets. So stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Spence, what are we giving away?
More tickets to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. We have a lot of great shows there. How about some dancing?
There you go. Or Mamma Mia tickets. We've got it all. So all you have to do is just call in, get your name in. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest is Michelle Whitaker, and her book is Women on Fire, and hopefully we're going to hear about 21 inspiring women that they share their life secrets with us. So, Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing very well today. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote your book.
Well, it's not just my book. It's 21 women have contributed to this book, each one telling their stories of what they've gone through in their life. And the hope is that we can provide other women and men the inspiration, strategies, and support that they need to get through the really difficult times and those times when you feel so alone, like no one has any idea what I've gone through. They know that somebody else has gone through something similar, and there's light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what the book provides.
Okay, I love that, because I really think that if we all share you know, kind of our journeys and things that we have learned, then we're kind of helping other people not have to go through it, correct?
That's exactly what I think. I read a quote somewhere once that said, you know, don't make the same mistakes, you know, learn from mine. And I always really like that. Like, I don't want to make the mistake that one of, you know, a friend's already made. Like, I want to learn from her experiences so I can make brand new mistakes in life. And share my experiences with others. So I really think it's a powerful thing that we all learn from each other and connect with each other.
So let me ask you a question about the 21 women that shared their secrets. Who are they?
They are, you know, women from all walks of life, from a wide variety of places in the U.S. They're all members of an organization, Women on Fire. And there are women who are, you know, performers and actresses and singers and incredibly talented. We've got stay-at-home moms who, you know, have patients of
Saints, yes. That's a harder job than others, I have to tell you.
I am not a mom, but from what watching my friends who are, I have so much respect for them.
Yeah, it's interesting. My one daughter just got married, and she has a new puppy. And just to see how much work this little puppy is, and she's so great. She's going to be an amazing mom. You could just tell. But I'm telling you, it's so trying, and, you know, and I know she's looking at me like, oh, my God, Mom, you did four kids. How could you possibly, you know, it's not easy. It's very unexpected. You never know what you're going to come up against. It's something there's no training for, correct?
Not to my knowledge. If there is a mom's class, I'd like to sign up just in case.
Yeah. Now, I want to know, what is Women on Fire?
Women on Fire is an organization founded by Debbie Phillips. She lives in the Martha's Vineyard area. And she was a life coach. She had a past life working in politics. But she really, as a life coach, she realized that one of her greatest gifts is connecting women, pairing up women. It's like, I know that this woman needs to be in touch with this woman, and they're going to, the two of them together will help each other in some special way. And so she decided to create this organization because she was doing that already with just her clients. And it's just grown and flourished over the last 10 years. And it focuses on those core things, finding inspiration, strategies, and support to help us in whatever life choices we make. So, you know, there are women who are CEOs, and there are women who, you know, work in a cafeteria at a high school. Like, so there's a whole gamut of women from every background. So it's a really wonderful organization. It's probably the first women's organization that I felt truly loved and supported and never judged.
I love that. You know, I started a women's support group, too. Where is this one located?
It's kind of everywhere.
Okay.
She does what are called tea parties, Women on Fire tea parties. And those are often the big places where the highest concentration of members are Ohio, various cities in Ohio, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., and Naples, Florida.
Wow.
But we're accumulating members from all over the country. Debbie's from the Ohio area originally, so that's why there's such a strong connection to Ohio for the organization. But pretty much women from anywhere in the country. We have a couple of members who live in London. So it's open to women everywhere.
Can anybody join, or what's the criteria for becoming a member?
Any woman can join. It's just, and you know, there are monthly calls where it's kind of like a group coaching session. So there's usually a theme, and Debbie, it's usually done by telecast, so you can see it live and participate in the online chat.
So is Debbie a therapist?
She is a licensed life coach.
Life coach. Okay. Wow, this is very in line with kind of what I do. I have always been a connector. You know, I'm also a hair therapist. And so I see different, you know, a formula of women that when you honor each other and help them get to their next space in life or their next chapter, I love that. I love connecting people. And that's something that, I mean, you know.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
That's what Kim does. She connects people.
Yeah. And I love this. So I'm looking in this book and it says there's one chapter, I'm Marrying Me, Getting Unstuck for the Sake of Living Authentically. Tell us a little bit about that story.
That was a woman, she'd gone through so much. It's not my story, so I don't want to go too much. But she just made the commitment one year that she was like, you know what, I don't know what the world, what life will hold for me on a romantic, you know, future, but I'm committing to loving myself and being happy being married to me and being what I need to be for, you know, myself. And so she really, you know, took that step and committed to, spent an entire year doing different things, traveling and such, honoring that commitment.
I love it. So out of this book, and anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Michelle Whitaker, and we're talking about Women on Fire and 21 inspiring women sharing their life secrets. And I love that, saving you years of struggle. Okay, I think that that's great. But which of the stories stand out the most for you?
It kind of depends. Right now, I'm really inspired by Helki Vogler. She wrote the very first chapter, and her story about coming to the U.S. As a young woman with $200 and did not have a mastery of the English language. She moved from Germany, and how she is, you know, she put herself through college and law school and became a successful corporate attorney. And I'm really inspired by that. I decided to go back to school and and I'm in pastry school. And I'm reminded, like, you know what? We all start with at the bottom, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. And just working, even if, you know, like, even if your family doesn't believe in you, which thankfully mine do, but her father did not believe in her, just keeping yourself, believing in yourself and moving forward, that you can accomplish incredible things. I just am always inspired by her story.
I love it. And that is true. I mean, and, you know, she has one of the captures at the top of when it first started, the most important decision we make is whether we believe in a friendly or a hostile universe. And, you know, that is so true. Is, you know, are you inviting other people into your life and into your world, and you want to start all over? Your next one here is never too young, never too old. Always learning, always growing, always fulfilled. Love that. Which story is yours, Michelle?
Mine is towards the end. It's, I'm totally having a brain fart. And I can't remember the name of it. It's,
Getting Back to Life.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
My story is about, my mother and I were in a traumatic car accident in Chicago, and I took time away from work and school and my life in my early 20s, and to care for her, she was left as a quadriplegic. During that recovery and such, she was given a diagnosis for late stage ovarian cancer. And so caring for her up until the day she passed away. And so it was not only that experience of taking care of my mother and living with my parents again and all of that, but losing that time in a young woman's life where, you know, they're leaving college and they're going off into the world and they're starting their careers and they're starting to be the woman that they're going to be. I kind of lost that time. And when I had it again, I was in so deep in grief that I had to, like, claw myself back out of that and get back to, like, who am I? And it was, that's what my chapter and my story is about, me getting to that point and being back.
Thank you, Michelle, for sharing that. You know, Michelle, what were some of the keys that you did to get, I mean, that was pretty traumatic, and what were some of the keys that helped you inspire you to you know, start all over, getting back to your life?
Well, I reminded myself of a couple of things. One, for whatever reason, the universe left me unharmed in the accident, and so I had to take that as a sign that I was not supposed to curl up in the fetal position and not leave my apartment. Like, I was still on this earth, so I was here for a reason. Even if I didn't know what that was, it was definitely for something outside of, you know, my apartment. And but at the same time, I allowed myself what my father recalls pity parties.
I'd say that, too. I go, okay, we can only have, how many minutes do you get in your pity? I call it pity city.
It depends. Like, when my mother first passed away, it was a longer period of time, and then it kind of got shorter and shorter. And he's like, you know, but initially he's like, all right, you have an hour. Go feel sorry about yourself.
Wow.
Go feel bad for an hour. Set a timer. Go feel bad. And then after that, go do something.
Wow, your dad's pretty insightful.
Yeah, he is. And so, you know, and he's like, or go and see that, you know, as bad as your life is, there's somebody who has it worse.
Wow.
You're still pretty lucky.
There you go.
So, you know, so I would take my pity party, but then I would end it. And I'm like, all right, I have to go do something productive. I have to go do something that contributes to the universe energy in a positive way in some form. And that really helped me because it kind of kept things in perspective. And
that really, I mean, that's a great message for everyone is, you know what, life happens, stuff happens to us every single day. And, you know, it's kind of, you never know the cards that you're dealt with, but it's time to, like I call it, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. Michelle,
yes, exactly.
Where do we, you know, okay, so I'm kind of interested in this one, Women on Fire. You know, what do you get from the group?
From the group, you get, I mean, along with, it's a monthly membership group, and along with getting the monthly coaching calls and the network of women who can provide you with anything, like you can throw out strangest requests, and they're like, oh, I know somebody who can help you with that.
Right.
You also receive these monthly interviews, and they're usually sent, as either an audio CD or also the transcript. And the founder will sit down, and it'll be centered around a specific theme, and she'll sit down with a woman who is an expert in that, either by training or by life experience, and kind of share their wisdom. One that sticks out is she interviewed Judy Blume, who, I mean, Judy Blume is like, you know, a god to me. And when I think of my childhood education, my teen years, and all of the books I've read by her. And so hearing her wisdom about, you know, when she started writing and how, you know, and her outlook on the world was just so incredibly insightful. So it really helps enrich your life in very small ways. So because we acknowledge that everyone's busy, we don't have time to do nearly as much of what we, you know, want to do. Like, oh, I want to read that book. But
right.
We don't really have time. So it kind of, you know, provides these, like, nuggets of information.
I love it. How many women are involved in this?
Oh, I would say thousands.
Really? Wow. Good. That's amazing. I'm going to look into this. Again, Michelle, where do we find this book?
It's available on Amazon. You can also buy it directly from my Square website, and I don't know. I have that address handy, but I still don't.
That's
know.
Okay. If anybody's interested and they're listening right now, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com and I'll find out how to get this book. But I love it. It's kind of like what I'm doing, what Cheryl and I are doing. Yeah, I'm really excited to talk with you. Michelle, thank you so much for getting your life back on track. Thank you for being our guest on the Kim Pagano Show. I would love to talk to all these women. I love, you know, just inspired women and you know, people getting their life on. So thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right. Again, I do want to thank you for being a guest on our show today and for listening in on our show today. That's what it's all about. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. If you would like to be a part of our show, and if you have a shout out in the 805, again, we are the brighter side of the 805, and let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Understand your worth, value your life, appreciate your blessings. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you later.